Jeff Miskell lives just steps away from the Lafayette River in a house his grandparents bought in the 1950s.
In the past, when we would have a storm, the water would not come up even to the yard, just on any storm.
That changed in 2003 with Hurricane Isabel. For the first time, water climbed Miskell's front steps and nearly reached his front door. It's gotten worse since then, with more frequent and severe flooding. Miskell's house, like many in Norfolk, was built on or near what used to be marsh and wetlands.
The back side of this property is where the bank begins to go up, so it becomes more solid. The front side is more of the fill. So we're seeing that as time goes on and this very uniform pressure of all this water sitting on this property for hours on end, the organic material that is in the ground is beginning to compress. And with the weight of the water and the weight of the house, the strange thing is every window works, every door works, but you can roll a marble from the back to the front of the house with no push. It just goes.
This part of southeastern Virginia was flattened 35 million years ago by a meteor that created the largest impact crater in North America. Norfolk sits on the mouth of the largest estuary in the United States, with an intricate network of rivers and creeks. When one region floods, so do others, even 50 kilometers away, says Skip Stiles. He's executive director of Wetlands Watch, an environmental group that monitors the flooding and land subsidence.
And this old wetland with sea level rise wants to be a wetland again. And that's the problem that we face in this neighborhood, is that the tidal water comes up from behind us and floods the neighborhood. And it gets higher and higher and higher every year because it's coming on top of a higher and higher base of sea level.
New studies predict that the region can expect more than a meter of sea level rise by 2100, which Stiles notes puts city infrastructure at risk.
Every bridge that we build today, every road that we build today, every sewer line that we put in place today is going to face significant challenges from sea level rise over its useful life before it's replaced again. And it's going to be much more expensive to retrofit them than design them correctly to begin with.
In the short term, Norfolk has responded with flood walls, powerful pumping stations, drains, and storm pipes. And in hot spots, houses and roads are being raised and wetlands allowed to regrow. Assistant City Manager Ron Williams is charged with projects like the one across from Norfolk's Medical Center. When it's done, the highway will be 1/2 meter higher.
What we've identified is about $1 billion worth of infrastructure that we need to, that's critical to protect and mitigate during coastal storms. And until we do that, we will still have some vulnerabilities throughout the city.
That's quite a hefty bill, which the city cannot afford on its own.
It's going to really take commitment of the federal and state government to really establish a strategy.
Retired Naval Captain Joe Burchard agrees. A decade ago, he commanded Naval Station Norfolk, the world's largest naval base. He says it and other nearby military installations account for 45% of the region's economy and are vital for the nation's security. He says the U.S. Congress must act to address climate change, which it has been reluctant to do.
Congress needs to overcome that, and they need to put our national security above special interests. And when DOD comes to the Congress requesting funding in the military construction account in the defense appropriation bill, Congress needs to support that.
Burchard and others in Norfolk are pushing for federal support and believe that the military could take the lead, working in tandem with the communities around them to craft a solution to adapt to the increasing threat of climate change before it's too late. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News in Norfolk, Virginia.